One reason I say we can't heal trauma by ourselves is that no matter how much you pull yourself together after a childhood full of abuse and neglect, the injury of trauma will try to suck you back into the horrible dynamics of your childhood without you even realizing it. Your trauma-driven thinking will lie to you that a clearly bad situation will be different this time.
Hey, it's Anna here, just taking a little pause to talk about getting help when you're having a rough time. There are a lot of things you can try, and one of them is online therapy through BetterHelp. BetterHelp's mission is to make therapy more affordable and more accessible, and those are very good things, because finding a therapist can be really hard. BetterHelp makes it easy to sign up and get matched with a therapist who meets your criteria. And when you click the special link that I'm going to give you, it not only helps this podcast, but it gets you 10% off your first month of therapy. So you can connect with a therapist, see what happens, and if anything feels like it's not a fit, which is common in therapy, you can easily switch to a new therapist at no additional cost. No stress about insurance or who's in your network or anything like that. So if you're struggling and you need to talk to a human, try BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, .com/CCF. CCF stands for Crappy Childhood Fairy. That's BetterHelp.com/CCF. There's also a link in the episode description if you need it. That might be easier. Thanks for sponsoring us, BetterHelp. Now, back to the show.
My letter today is from someone I'll call Gina, and she writes, "Dear Anna, I have what feels like a monumental decision to make, so I'm seeking your guidance. At the age of 26, I married a man of similar age who I thought was sweet and kind. I saw him as my equal in that his childhood wasn't ideal either. Neither of us would have to be embarrassed about our situations. I believe that together we could have a positive and fresh beginning." All right, I've got my fairy pencil. I'm going to circle some things that I want to come back to on a second reading, but let's see what's going on with Gina. "I felt shame and defective for not coming from a loving and supportive family. I was the object of my parents' scorn as long as I can remember. No obvious reason. They didn't abuse substances or come from bad homes. I was a well-behaved, quiet, sensible kid, too scared to cause trouble or have needs. No matter how hard I tried to please them, I wasn't the remotest bit acceptable to them. I was blamed for everything, including the untimely death of our dog, who died of heartworm. And I was shut out of the family unit. Oh my goodness. I would be left at home for being too ugly for them to be seen with me in public." Really? That's very serious. Wow. "I visited my father a year before he passed away, and he didn't even acknowledge that I was in the room. I never understood where all this contempt came from. Mine was a very lonely, sad, friendless childhood." So sorry. How could you have even made sense of that as a kid? "My husband came from a broken home and was raised by his father. He didn't get to see his mother or other siblings after a certain age. He and his dad moved around a lot, so he didn't have any deep roots or permanent friendships. He seemed happy enough, though, and a good fit for me. I was eager to please my husband and tried to support him any way I could. It gave me pleasure to do small things for him, but it didn't take too long before our marriage brought out mean behavior in him. He became hypercritical, even down to the way I breathed, and he contributed as little as possible. He was sweet only when he wanted something. I was busy with a full-time job, the household to run, and raising our children. So I normalized our relationship and rationalized that in our golden years, we would find companionship and grow closer once the pressure of kids and our jobs was off of us." Oh, dear. "Fast forward 35 years of marriage. It got to a point where he wanted to bring another woman to live with us and was spending thousands of dollars of our hard-earned money on other women to impress them." Ooh, this really like jumped, took a big leap into the horrible land here. "He was brazen about it and called me selfish and pathetic for even questioning his behavior. He blamed me for getting old and ugly, the result of a very early menopause. Also, may I just remind you, my friend, the result of time. We haven't died yet, so we get older. Ugly, not so much, but it doesn't have the bloom of youth, if that's what you mean. I forced his hand. He had no choice. He was actually angry with me for his woman, angry with me, she says, for his womanizing and disrespectful behavior. We split up. As much as it was as much his choice as mine. I gave him the settlement he wanted to get it done quickly. Oh, that's a trauma-driven move. I helped him move. What? I gave him care packages, invited him for family dinners. I left the door open initially, but I was soon fine with limiting our relationship to an amicable, casual friendship for our children's sake. I really stopped trusting him and couldn't bring myself to return to the marriage for more horrible treatment. Well, I'm glad you got to that point. I'm just going to say this paragraph has a bit of, you know, that's pretty intense that he treated you so badly and blamed you and you gave him money, you helped him move, you gave him care packages, you wanted him to come to dinner, and you say it's for the kids. All right, we're going to have to talk about this. Let me finish your letter. When it became clear that I was done, he got fiercely abusive through texts and emails. Okay, so if there was any doubt, he's abusive. And this persisted for 10 months, so I decided to get a no-contact order from the courts. Good job. This upset our children, but for the sake of my personal safety and sanity, I had to do it. Good, good, good. Now that it's coming up on 3 years, I'm considering reestablishing contact with my ex-husband for our children's sake. That is like, I'm going to circle that, your toxic denial phrase, for our children's sake. They're 20 and 22. They didn't ask for any of this, and they have suffered a great deal. Parents with a unified front are much better for their children's long-term happiness and stability. Sure, if there's not abuse going on, abuse is terrible for the kids. This is going to be tough love. I'm sorry, that's where we got to go with this. Parents with a unified front. I don't think you can manufacture a unified front. You guys are in utter disunity, like abuse. Lying, demanding, no. An open channel of communication helps in emergency situations and for family events, that's your trauma talking, like weddings. And I don't want them to have to tiptoe around each of us. They don't. I just don't know if the idea of reaching out to reestablish a basic level of communication and try to be a sort of family again is sound or recommended or too idealistic for me. What do you advise? Yeah, I don't think it's idealism. I think you're in denial. That this time will be different. You can reach out now, you'll be a normal family because your denial has convinced you that the only thing keeping you guys from being a friendly family now is that you have a boundary. You think your boundary is the problem. And that is exactly what people with childhood PTSD do. We've all done it. So no shame, but I'm here to tell you, and I think the people in the comments will tell you too, no. Even if it were a good idea to let him back into your life because he was nice now, that would be questionable. But he's not nice now. He has nothing but an escalating track record of abuse toward you. And I hope very much that you'll renew your no contact or just don't have contact. You don't have to have a court order if you don't want to. You can always renew it if you need to. Kind of a pain. And if there's a wedding, you can go to it, but you're going to need to go with a lot of reinforcements. Also, I have kids about the same age as your kids. And yes, I'm friendly with their dad after all these years. But you know, the worst thing that ever happened to them was all the fighting. And the only reason that their dad is in my life and, you know, comes to family gatherings and things with his wife, the only reason is because he's done all this healing work. He does the daily practice. He's had a huge transformation as a person and he's apologized in a meaningful way. And, you know, we have a functional relationship. And only after forming that was it even considered that we would be friends. And we are friends. Sometimes we take a family holiday together. I don't see that happening. But you never know. People can surprise you, but you could just wait and see. If he has changed his life and has a new attitude towards you, I bet he'll let you know. I bet he'll apologize and let you know. And if you decide to give him another chance based on his initiative to tell you, I'm so sorry, I realize what I've done, this is how I've changed my life, I'd like to have a friendly family arrangement. If he's not doing that, I think that what you're having here is a hope and a wish, but it's really just a fantasy based on denial of how it really is. You know what you can do for your kids is show them what a woman is like when she is getting free. Show them what a woman is like who is getting free and has boundaries and takes care of herself and allows the kids to have their own relationship with their dad, and she has her own relationship with them too. That is what benefits kids. Watching somebody abuse or get abused is never in their best interest. So I hope that helps.
Thank you so much for listening. If you love my content, think about joining my membership program. You can find out more information about that and all my courses and coaching programs in the episode description below or on my website, crappychildhoodfairy.com. If you're going through a hard time and you need online therapy, I encourage you to check out BetterHelp. They're easy and affordable, and they can connect you with someone you choose within a few days. And if you use this special URL, you not only help this channel, but you get 10% off your first month of therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/CCF, as in Crappy Childhood Fairy. That's betterhelp.com/CCF. And remember, healing is possible. People with childhood PTSD can have a wonderful life. Sometimes we just need a few workarounds. I'll see you next time.